Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We are back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. If you just got here, welcome aboard. Wayne Cruz is our guest. Wayne is the Director of Technology Studies at the Cato Institute, an organization you've heard me speak up many times before. Wayne's an old friend. We actually have known him so long that we knew him before he was with Cato, and he's been with Cato a long time. He's our good friend. Wayne Cruz, welcome back.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Wayne, every year you grace us with your presence to talk to us about many things, but in one particular thing that you talk to us about is what you call the 10,000 Commandments, which is an annual snapshot of federal regulations. And you've been doing this. This is actually sort of your brand that you take with you wherever you've gone. And I know the Cato Institute is glad to be associated with that. And you and I've talked about this. Golly, this is probably at least the fourth year that we've talked about the 10,000 Commandments. And why don't you take a half a minute or so and just tell us what it is.
Of course. Well, I guess this might be about the seventh time I've done it, but basically, Jim, as you know from folks you talk to and the guests you have on the show, there are a lot of groups in Washington that track the federal budget and what the government is spending in terms of tax revenues and then outlays and the deficit or surplus, and you know, we're going to be dealing with deficits for a long time. But there was not a good compilation of what was happening on the regulatory side, and as I've point out in the piece, and you know, as a lot of economists will tell you, government gets its things done by through taxing and spending or through regulating. Mm-hmm. Since we had a lot of folks looking at the tax and spending side, I thought it'd be interesting to take a look at the regulatory side, what's going on in the regulatory state. Now, there's not a lot of good data on what regulations cost, but the best estimates tell us it's around $800 billion a year that we're talking about. But what I do is I compile what we do know and what things are easy to assemble from the Office of Management and Budget and the archives and so forth. And so I pull together kind of a tally up of numbers of regulations, numbers of pages in the Federal Register, the cost of rules, rules that impact small business and so forth. So whatever we can get our hands on to get a snapshot of the regulatory state is what 10,000 Commandments is all about.
One of the scary things about what you report, Wayne, is it dramatizes for me, and I want to get this out to our audience, how insidious regulations are. I mean, we get upset if the state raises or the local government raises our gasoline tax one penny a gallon or something like that, and you know, we ought to pay attention to that. We get upset if the state. If the state or the local government raises our ad valorem taxes one mil or something like that, we get upset if there's some other tax, and everybody gets all bent out of shape. And while they're fussing over that little anthill, there's a mountain range of regulations that are being imposed on all of us, but especially businesses, which ultimately pass those costs on to the consumer.
That's right.
That we don't know about, and it's so insidious, and it is absolutely tantamount to a tax.
You hit on it. Regulation is like a hidden tax. And again, the government can do things through regulation or through taxing. For example, if it decided it wanted a job training program, well, it can fund one through the Labor Department, or which would appear on the budget, or it could simply mandate that Fortune 500 companies have job training programs. You can make similar analogies for health care and other things. I mean, government can require the private sector to do something that doesn't show up on its budget, but it costs the private sector money.
Right.
Then those costs end up getting passed on to consumers as well, a good portion of them.
And all that is off budget.
It's
cost.
All off budget. It's basically three. I mean, we know there's economic regulation, you know, money and banking regulation, and so forth, trade regulations and so forth. But the big costs that are going up so much, or seem to be going up so much, are environmental and health and safety costs that are really a big impact on small businesses. And state and local governments, too. I mean, they got some relief a few years ago with their unfunded mandates legislation. We need something similar for the private sector.
We certainly do. Small business owners need some unfunded mandate legislation, don't we? You know, Wayne, we're going to take a quick break, folks. And,
okay.
And when Wayne and I come back, one of the things I want to talk about is the difference between implementing a tax, a regular tax that we get so upset about, and implementing a regulation. There's a big difference. And then also Wayne's going to get into some specifics of what some of these new regulations, some of the continuing regulations cost you and me, especially small business owners. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us.
If I could show you somehow.
We're back at 17-2. Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ron Zimke is going to be with us in the next half hour. We're going to talk about customer service, taking care of our customers, loving them up. He calls it knocking their socks off. And then we're going to talk about executive thinking with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. That's coming up in the next hour. We're continuing our visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz, who is Director of Technology Studies at the outstanding Cato Institute in Washington, D.C. We're talking about his 10,000 Commandment Report, which is about the state of federal regulations. You know, Wayne, if you think about it, a tax is actually maybe less dangerous in terms of a lot of different things than a regulation, because if you have a tax, somebody decides to tax us, they do it, we pay it, and it's over with. But a regulation, somebody has to decide to regulate us, they have to talk about it, they have to pass the law, they have to promulgate that law to the agencies have to impose it on us, then we have to comply with it, and then we have to argue with them if to the degree that we're trying to comply and they think we're not. And then you know, on and on and on. There's actually many more steps, many more expensive steps to a regulation tax than to a regular tax.
I'm sorry, well, there's plenty to complain about federal taxes and the level that they are, but I'll tell you one thing about it. At least you have disclosure. You
right.
know every year exactly.
exactly
how much excise taxes and income taxes and so forth are costing you. You can simply look it up. And not only that, you've got an accountable legislator you can always go to. You may not be successful, and as large as government is, we're obviously not successful, but
right.
you've at least got someone to complain to. We don't have anything like that kind of accountability for the regulatory state. Basically, we have a system of regulation without representation, basically, as some scholars have referred to it, and as I cite in this paper. You have a situation where legislators kind of pass the buck. I mean, they can pass feel-good legislation. They can pass, you know, the Clean Air Act amendments or Americans with Disabilities Act or any kind of rule dealing with stormwater or new food labeling regulations. You name it. Some of it may make sense, some of it may not. But the key point is they can pass a short piece of legislation, hand it off to the agencies to flesh out. Now, agency employees are not elected. They're bureaucrats. We
right.
don't elect them. They don't have any accountability to us.
And once they get entrenched, they don't go away either.
You bet. They get entrenched. They don't go away. They expand the rule, and they end up writing the law that gets imposed on mm-hmm. us. And what we've argued, what Cato's argued for years, and what I do argue in 10,000 Commandments as well, is we need to end that. We need accountability for regulations and what that would entail. And, in fact, you should get J.D. Hayworth, a congressman from Arizona,
yep,
on your show.
I'm familiar with him.
Yeah, you should get him on to talk about his Congressional Responsibility Act. Because what he says is what you need to do is have, at least with the major regulations, the ones that are extraordinarily costly, but the agencies refuse to do cost-benefit analysis, for example, and maybe in a case like that, or in a case where it's extremely controversial, like, say, lead abatement. Take a rule like that, and before it's finalized, have it go back to Congress for an up or down vote.
Mm-hmm.
They'd do it on an expedited basis. Nobody would be allowed to amend it. The debate would be limited, and a quick vote would be taken. at least you get Congress putting its stamp of approval on the rule.
Right.
And that's what you need. You need mm-hmm. to pull. You need to pull this stuff out of that. We're in a situation where it's extraordinary amounts of delegation of lawmaking power. Congress says all legislative power shall reside in the Congress, not in Washington bureaucrats.
Wayne, let's get into some of the ugly stuff that you have on your list here.
Oh yeah,
and let's see if we can rile some folks up and get their righteous indignation up. Here's a good one. In the 2002 Federal Register contained an all-time record, according to Wayne Cruz and his 10,000 Commandments, an all-time record of over 75,000 pages, which was almost a 9% increase over the previous year.
Yeah, well, it's been...
That can't be good news.
Well, it's been going up for years. It's a lot higher now than it was back in the 80s and back in the 70s and 60s. But the problem with the Register, as I indicate in the piece, is it's... rule lengths can differ, and you've got a bunch of blank pages in there because the GAO has to anticipate what the government printing office has to anticipate what's coming out. It's full of proposed rules, agency statements, presidential documents. So that's why I try to break it down into numbers of rules as well. In terms of the Register, it is at an all-time record high. But on the other hand, at least the good news is that in terms of numbers of rules, those are down over the past 2 years. Those are down since Bush came into office.
But it's still 4,167 final rules.
But it's still a level of over 4,000 rules. So
right.
That
was just in the... folks, that's just 2002.
That's just 2002.
4,167 brand new final rules.
Final rules that are coming out from the agencies. Now, a lot of those are minor things, but some of them are very, very significant, are going to have tremendous impacts. But what I argue in the piece is you can't look at that number and know exactly what the impacts are. We need better breakdowns. How many of those rules impact small business?
Mm-hmm.
How many of those rules are going to cost small business more than several thousand a year?
There are
What's going to be the impact on employment? All
there
those
are actually new. There is actually a little bit of good news, folks, and we'll talk about in just a minute after the next break about small business. Small business has got a little bit of good news. We can't like the numbers, though, but we got to like the trend.
The trend, yes.
Which is what we're going to talk about when we come back. But here's a piece of information that I got from the Office of Advocacy at the SBA. And you heard me say this before. Every big business pays about $3,000 per employee for regulations annually. That same number for small business is double. It's $6,000 for small business per employee just to comply with regulations. Think about that while we take this break. Intel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. Wayne Cruz is our guest. Wayne is with the Cato Institute. Wayne, tell us about the Cato Institute. All right, Wayne, go ahead now.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go. Tell us about the Cato Institute.
Cato just had its 26th year.
Congratulations.
And I think you were here around the time of the 25th anniversary
celebration. I was there for your 25th anniversary. I sure was.
Yeah, as a lot of your listeners know, we've got folks on the Cato staff working issues across the board, from Social Security privatization to health care reform.
Free market issues
all around. The regulatory issues I do, a staff on tax and budget issues, tax and trade, tech and telecom, as Adam Thier and I work on. Just a whole range of issues, and the things I do, along with a regulatory policy like this, is internet issues like net privacy and digital copyright and things of that sort.
And so Wayne and Adam Thier have edited an outstanding book on intellectual property, the future of intellectual property, called Copy Fights, which is available from your website there, Wayne, and that's at cato.org, right?
That's right, www.cato.org.
cato.org.
That's right. You can access any of our papers, and also we've got a number of newsletters that are free to subscribe to. Tech Knowledge is the one that Adam and I do, for example, that's a free subscription.
Right. So check that out, folks, at cato.org. Okay. I want to take off one piece of information from your report here, Wayne, and then I want to move over to the small business issues. Folks, of those 40, remember the 4,000 regulations we mentioned, the new ones? Wayne says 135 of them are economically significant and impose at least a 13.5 billion dollar annual future off budget cost. These are not part of the budget. It won't be shown up in the budget, at least. $13.5 billion each year in the future.
Right.
And I'll tell you, we've got to get a handle on this. And Wayne, I want to thank you for the work that you're doing to amplify these things, to get this information out, and to get some righteous indignation up about this.
Well, as you just pointed out, that you know, of those new costly rules, they're called economically significant. That simply means they cost more than $100 million a year. Could be a lot more. Could be right around that amount. But I argue for a little bit better breakdowns, because that's kind of a loose figure. It'd be nice if we could do some better cost calculations of regulation. But as you pointed out a few minutes ago, SBA in its reports written by Mark Crane and Tom Hopkins, they point out what a larger impact rules can have on small businesses. They've got a smaller sales base and smaller number of employees to spread those costs around on. But a little bit earlier, you were talking about some trends. One I would point out is, of the more than 4,000 rules that are in the works right now, and have been actually for the number has been that high for the past many years, but in 2000, the number of the rules that impacted small business out of the 4,000 plus was about 1,000. It was 1,054. Mm-hmm. That has dropped somewhat. That's down to 892.
But that's still 25% of all those regulations.
You got it. That's still very high,
still
but at least the trends are right. And what you, I think, what I would suggest to the listeners is to look at legislation like Small Business Relief and Unfunded Mandates Act and so forth, and say, well, is something that was done in these earlier pieces of legislation helping this trend? And if so, how can we continue?
Well, let me tell you
the effects.
Let me tell you one thing that's helped. President Bush put more teeth in the Office of Advocacy over at the SBA. Tom Sullivan's office. He has more teeth now. He can actually call regulators and legislators to task if they're starting to do something that hurts small business. So he's backed them off on a bunch of these things.
That's really important. You know, OMB itself has a centralized review function where it reviews and looks at regulations, usually the major ones that are coming down the pipeline, but you need a small business advocate there doing the same thing. And Tom and those guys are doing superb work as far as I've seen. And
you really can see it, but we still got a long way to go. Wayne, we got about 40 seconds. Give us some last minute points on this.
Well, I would say this. You know, we've got the existing regulations to deal with, and then we got everything that's yet to come. And I would say, for the existing regulations, it'd be a good idea to look at ways of sunsetting some of that.
Yeah.
Requiring agencies to sunset rules.
Nothing's supposed to last forever, is it?
You got it. And then, you know, you can put together what Phil Graham had recommended back when he was in the Senate, which was a regulatory reduction commission, where you'd assemble a package of regulations to eliminate each year. You'd have a bipartisan commission.
Let's call them regulation hunters.
That's right, regulation hunters, and you can make a movie.
That's exactly right.
But then we've got all the stuff coming down the pipeline in the future, and I would say there we need to think seriously about greater congressional accountability and look at what J.D. Hayworth and others are trying to do in terms of having Congress approve regulations that get imposed on business.
Wayne, I got to go, but now they can find your 10,000 commandments at Cato.org, right?
Right on. Go to Cato.org, and you'll find it there.
Thanks, Wayne. Good job.
My pleasure.
Next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.